from NASA, United Launch Alliance, and Boeing trying to figure out exactly what happened. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Israel's prime minister comments on the proposal that President Biden announced yesterday regarding a three-phase plan to wind down Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb in East Jerusalem.
There's only been a brief statement from Prime Minister Netanyahu's office, which acknowledged support for the outline of the deal announced by the president, but also insisted that the war would not end until Israel's objectives were achieved. Now, that includes the returning of all the hostages and the elimination of Hamas's military and governing capabilities.
Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir is threatening to bring down the coalition government if Netanyahu enters a Gaza deal that would entail ending the war without the elimination of Hamas. Chad Daybell is sentenced to death for the murders of his first wife and his second wife's two youngest children in Idaho.
With respect to the statutory aggravating circumstance that by the murders or circumstances surrounding their commission, the defendant exhibited utter disregard for human life. We unanimously find that when weighed against this aggravating circumstance, all mitigating circumstances are not sufficiently compelling to make imposition of the death penalty unjust.
In 2020, the two missing children were found buried in Daybell's eastern Idaho yard. This is the first day of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting an above-average year. NOAA meteorologist Robbie Byrd.
We're transitioning from an El Nino to a La Nina, and a La Nina environment or state tends to produce less wind shear over the Atlantic, and storms also like environments where there's not much wind shear.
In Texas, 68 World War II veterans have left DFW Airport in Dallas to fly to France to commemorate 80 years since D-Day. Some of those flying served in the Normandy campaign. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Extra pressure. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the outcome will lead to more hyper-partisanship. Moline says for voters who end up in heated personal discussions over the verdict, it's best to maintain a steady and respectful course.
Learn more about what your conversation partner is thinking. Show that respect. Make them feel heard. Don't give up a thing in your beliefs, but listen to them. That is my real advice.
The heightened rhetoric could play out on a greater scale in Wisconsin, which is expected to again be a battleground state in the 2024 election. And Donald Trump's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th, just a few days before the Republican National Convention gets underway in Milwaukee. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Increasing clouds Sunday night, some showers and storms developing late, and rain chances continue at least through the first half of Monday. High upper 70s. Currently, it's 66.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us on Monday as we'll take a look back over the weekend and launch our new Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Maybe we'll find a pool boy. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Civic Media Spotlight. We go now to Matt and Air on Air, where this week Jane, Greg, and Calvin discuss former President Trump's endorsement of a far-right candidate who made the mistake of endorsing Ron DeSantis first. Jane and Greg ask the question, when will you not be Trump enough for Trump?
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from the studio in beautiful, sunny downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us today. As always, if you want to join the show, you can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very busy show coming up. Things moving around a little bit. We got a couple of moving pieces. J.R. Ratcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is their sports guru. He normally joins us on Thursdays, but he is actually going to be out at the game tomorrow while we are doing the show. So he's going to join us this morning at 11:06. Going to talk a lot about baseball.
Yes, indeed.
And I know you have some questions, Greg, for J.R. And then hopefully Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for public service announcement at 11:33.
Yeah.
She texted me this morning and said she's on call because she actually is a doctor.
What?
She does doctor things.
I didn't know that. Yes. I thought it was just a fun title, like, you know.
Just call me doctor.
Dr.
Why not?
Feelgood or Dr. Ruth?
No. She is a medical physician. She is an OBGYN, so she said she has a C-section. Hopefully it will be done by the time the segment starts. So we're gonna stay fluid with that. We're not going to interfere with Dr. Laura doing doctor things.
Exactly. Or like Dr. Pepper. I should have said Dr. Pepper. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Comedy's tough.
You were in D.C. over the weekend, I'm really curious how your trip was.
It was fun. We had a really good time. A lot of walking. It's a very walkable city. It's the transit system there is wonderful. They have a great train system there. Took a lot of trains, did a lot of walking, did about 25 miles of walking.
Good for you.
Days. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, I worked off any and all foods I ate. And we had wonderful meals, went to the archives and saw the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. It was interesting because you're like, oh, here are the documents. You're like, these are big pieces of paper and they are very hard to read.
They are, because the writing is so tiny.
It's fading. Teeny. It's also fading.
Yeah.
It's almost blank paper now.
Oh, wow.
But we were there, you know, over the Memorial Day weekend, and we saw the Memorial Day parade, which was beautiful.
I bet.
Very, very cool. Very solemn. You know, it's just all these individuals from all over the country observing those who have given their life through the military for this country. And what was really, you know, kind of put the button on the whole experience was we were coming to the airport to leave. We were coming home and we were flying out of DCA, and DCA is it's a wonderful airport for the size because
it's really small.
You just get in.
Yeah. It's a very small airport.
It's not like Atlanta where you're like, all right, welcome. Take tram 3 to tram 42.
Yeah.
Wait. So we're about to walk in and I hear a lady going, welcome, welcome. Your bus is right over here. Make your way down here. And I look and I see all these older folks coming through, some in wheelchairs, but they're all wearing the same hat. Some of them wearing shirts with the same emblem, but I couldn't read it. So I just finally walked up to a lady who was wearing a Navy shirt who was doing the welcoming, saying, excuse me, but is this a honor flight? She goes, oh, yeah, this is Stars and Stripes. This is honor flight. I do the ones out of Madison. I go, oh, this is happening today? She goes, yep, we have one today. We had one. And she's rattling off all
wow.
these cities. And I just want to say, hey, I'm just, you know, I'm on, I do a radio show in Wisconsin, and we had Karen
Relke
from Stars and Stripes on her flight. And she goes, oh yeah, yep. And just had a little moment, and I just thanked her for what she did and watched it happen. And it gave me some chill bumps. And
yep. It's really emotional. If you've never been part of it, to either welcome the vets in DC or welcome them home at Mitchell International Airport.
Yeah.
It's really something to be part of.
Yeah, it really was. And it was kind of just like, you know, as we're walking into the airport, that last little bit of observing Memorial Day weekend. As on Friday, someone mentioned celebrating. We got a text from someone said, you don't celebrate this day, you observe it. And I said, you're absolutely right.
Yep.
We do observe it. So, well, even though we were celebrating family that weekend, we did observe what is a very solemn day of remembrance.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you got to experience that. I bet it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. DC's beautiful and fun. My only complaint, 86 degrees.
Ooh.
Like 86 degrees every
Ooh,
day.
Ooh, yeah. Swampy.
Yeah, it's very swampy. Like that, like, and not like hot, like
wet.
Wet hot, and you're like ugh, everything's failing right now, my deodorant's gone, and I'm, you know, so it was just tough. I'm a big guy and I run warm to begin with, so it's just, yeah. Beautiful city, our nation's capital. Bring down the temperature a little bit.
Yeah, if you can do that, that'd be nice. We also want to thank Joe Zepecki,
yes,
who filled
absolutely.
In yesterday. And I, from all I understand, Calvin, Joe did a great job, and you guys had a good time.
Yeah, it was a great show. He had Senator LaTanya Johnson on to talk about her article over at the Recombobulation area. And yeah, it was a great show.
Cool. Thank you so much to Joe.
You don't like him more than us, do you? Huh? Calvin, answer me.
Nothing can beat Jane and Greg.
Yes!
We have to pay him now, you realize that.
Oh, I have been for months.
Oh, Calvin? Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind. Yes, good.
How do you think he takes all those emails with the complaints? I had to start paying him for that.
Speaking of, if you ever want to get in touch with the show, if you have a guest suggestion or a topic you think we should cover or something going on in your community, no matter where you are across the state, just shoot us an email at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. .us, and we will respond to your email. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to start off with when loyal isn't loyal enough.
Yes.
And we're talking about former President Donald Trump and those who have fallen out of favor with the man. And the list is long, and it continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So Donald Trump over the weekend endorsed a challenger to one of the leaders of the Freedom Caucus.
And what is the Freedom Caucus, Jane?
Well, the Freedom Caucus, that's Jim Jordan and Paul Gosar and Matt Gaetz.
Yep.
All those guys.
Yeah.
The far, 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 far right.
Yeah.
That's not far right enough, apparently.
Yeah. Not for one man.
Not for one man. Yeah, Trump officially endorsed Representative Bob Good's primary challenger yesterday morning. A big liability for the chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Here's, I think, what the issue was. Good has now endorsed Trump for president, but he initially backed Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, that was the big problem.
That was not good. But I think it's important to point out that Bob Good was among our elected officials who went to New York City to talk to the press outside of Trump's trial, which is going on as we speak, and defend him and all of that. And that wasn't enough.
No, because
he went to lick the microphone for Donald Trump, and he was not impressive enough, apparently.
Yeah. So apparently John McGuire, who is challenging him in the primary, he also went to the court. They both did on the same day, I guess.
Oh, wow.
They both made appearances, and I guess, you know, Trump had to take the weekend to think about it because, you know, what a thinker. And he decided that, the chair of the Freedom Caucus, not Trump enough.
Doesn't support me enough.
No, nope. He said bad things about me. He's what do you say? Attacking him and fight. Yeah, Good was attacking and fighting him up until recently when he gave a warm and loving endorsement, but really it was too late. The damage has been done. The damage, what was the damage? He just backed a different horse.
Can't do that.
Nope, can never do that.
No. You have to be completely loyal all the time, although he has made exceptions.
Absolutely.
Because you brought up J.D. Vance of Ohio.
J.D. Vance of Ohio spent a good part of his early days in politics screaming, never Trump, no Trump, I will never vote for Trump. And then one day, it's as if someone said to him, they whispered into now Senator Vance's ear, hey, do you want this?
Do you want to win?
Better fall into line. And the thing is that Bob Good endorsed him. It seems like individuals such as your J.D. Vances and your Tim Scotts, in order to get his real love, you have to fawn over him. You have to fall over yourself for him. You have to. He's not even better than sliced bread. Sliced bread was invented by Donald Trump. That's how great Donald Trump is.
Do you remember during his administration, the meeting he held with all of his cabinet members, and they all had to go around the room and compliment him?
Gross.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
Oh, we'll find it. We'll find it. I'll find it.
Yeah.
It was excruciating to watch.
That's a cut scene from a terrible movie, in my opinion. I can't believe.
If only it had been a movie.
Yeah. I mean, so this really brings me back to the question I asked before, which we can get to, and we'd love to hear from you on this matter. But I've asked this before. Bob Good, committee chair of the House Freedom Caucus, far right, endorses Trump. Yes, he backed Ron DeSantis, but he's endorsing Trump now. When is loyal not loyal enough? And for those listening out there who are MAGA supporters, because we know we have them, you've called in.
Oh, yeah.
At what point will your loyalty be no longer good enough? You, not that you change your mind, you think Donald Trump isn't good, or you're upset you voted for him. It's that you love Donald Trump, but now something he has said or done or something you believe doesn't fully align, and you're no longer... I hit the microphone right there.
It's getting vehement.
When are you not going to be loyal enough? When are you not going to be MAGA or Trump enough? And what's going to happen to you? Because in a next Donald Trump administration...
Oh, they're going to get rid of us. Yeah.
They're going to come for people.
Oh, without a doubt. He said that repeatedly.
So I don't like saying it like this because I don't... How safe do you think you are then? How safe do you think you have to... What do you have to do to remain safe? Because they'll keep tabs.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're going to keep... I believe they're going to keep harder tabs on those who say they believe than people like us who are just communist, leftist, women in caravans. I'm not even a woman, but they probably think I am one.
And evil.
Evil.
Also evil.
Anti-American.
Evil and the Texas GOP had their convention over the weekend.
Yeah.
And the religious element has taken over completely there.
Yeah.
And so if you don't align with Trump, you're an evil Satanist, apparently. Bad news, folks. 855-752-4842. If you want to join the conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on Air is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday mornings from 10 till noon. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, we go to the Maggie Dawn Show, where this week Maggie and Tom attempted to talk some sense into caller Gary.
What's up, Wisconsin? Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Gary on the line from Sussex. We're going to bring Gary back. I just wanted to set the stage a little bit. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Trump's hush money trial. I'm joined by my special guest, former Navy man, a veteran, Tom Paulswitz, also former candidate for U.S. Congress. The question that I'd like to ask folks out there, and I'll get to you in a second, Tom, and I want to ask Gary this as well. I just don't see how Trump doesn't spin this into some kind of a win for him. Wanted to get Gary in here real quick. He's been a very patient man. Gary, what do you think? Is there any way this doesn't play as a win for Trump? I don't get it. I don't get how this works in any way for the prosecution, no matter what the result.
Well, Maggie, you're absolutely 100% right. My wife and I are praying that he's found guilty, because if he's found guilty and they throw him in jail, they put him in the Huber Law or whatever, that's going to be wonderful, because he's going to be our martyr. So it's going to go from 80 million people to probably 120 million people are going to vote for him. So the Democrats, you know, you got to be careful what you ask for. You know, they're causing a lot of problems, and it's working in reverse. Now, Donald Trump is not my first choice. Donald Trump is about my last choice. But, Maggie,
are you going to vote for him anyways? I mean, forget the hush money trial. You're going to vote for him anyways, even though you wouldn't trust him in a room alone with your daughter, your wife, or your mother.
Heck no. I wouldn't even trust him alone with me, you know?
the guy's
got problems. Okay, so, no, you know, I wouldn't trust him. But I think he did well for everybody. And, you know, I listened.
What if that's not true, Gary? What if he really hasn't made things better for you, Gary? What if that's just a baloney line that he's trumpeting? Does it matter to you if it's true or not?
Well, I'm a Republican. I used to be a Democrat until Reagan. Reagan was the first Republican, so I switched completely.
I get you, but Donald Trump is not a Reagan conservative, right? Like, you'd agree with that. He's not a Reagan conservative. He increased the deficit by $8 trillion.
Yeah, he shoots things out of his mouth. The only thing is with him is he is tough. I don't know if any other Republican could take on the Democrats.
How do you define tough? Is it just about winning?
I think that you can throw darts at him and they'll keep coming at you, because, you know.
But why is that? Why is that a good thing? Why is a completely unaccountable president who just attacks constantly? Why is that a good thing? Is it just about winning, Gary?
If he gets elected again, they'll impeach him 5 or 6, 7, 8 times.
First of all, no, they won't. And that's objection, non-responsive. Is it just the winning that matters, Gary? Is it the winning? Let's assume that Donald Trump. It has committed some crime. Suppose he's done some really bad things. Does that matter, or is it only the winning that matters to you, Gary?
I do not like a lot of the stuff that he has done in the past, but I think he was president when he was a president. He was good for everybody. You, me, black young men. And you know what's going to happen? Because I do listen to black radio. I listen to Tory Lowe, and he's out there telling, look, We got to give the Republicans a chance.
But they had a chance, Gary. A million people died of COVID. Trump got on a stage and told people that a little light shined into your body and maybe a little bleach would cure COVID. Ron Johnson repeated more nonsense about that. Why is that good for people?
I think in my heart, and I'm not giving facts, I'm only giving you what I think. I think Donald Trump would make a wonderful president. For everybody, if you guys of the, I'm not saying you, but if the Democrats would just give them a chance.
Maggie, let me jump in for a second. Gary, this is fascinating because two things I'm thinking about. One is the rule of law. Where does the rule of law fit in, and who's above the law? And the other one is just values. I don't know if you had a chance to read his Memorial Day statement, but it has nothing to do with the values of our country. It has everything to do with the retribution he's seeking. So how does that even remotely bring together the country, and how does that create an environment where we should give him a chance?
Well, first of all, Tom, thank you for your service. I really do appreciate it. You guys are heroes to me. As far as Donald Trump, I did not hear it. He's not good at that, and I know that. He's had problems.
But he's the commander in chief, Gary. He's the commander in chief of our armed forces. If he's elected again, he's called fallen World War II American soldiers who gave their life in the fight in World War II. He's called them losers. He's asked why he should go to a cemetery where American servicemen and women are buried. He's called people, fallen Marines, suckers. He's asked, I don't get it, what was in it for them, to the father of a fallen soldier. He's asked why, if someone's smart, why would they join the military? Why is that okay for someone who wants to be the commander in chief?
Okay, first of all, I know what you're saying, but I have never heard him say any of these things. Now, he might have, but I didn't hear it. So I cannot
all due respect, and I mean this very sincerely. So what if you haven't heard it? If it's true, is that disqualifying? And if you don't believe it's true, there's a thing called Google. Like, is that disqualifying? Is a man that speaks with that level of disrespect about our military, isn't that disqualifying if you want to command our military?
I agree with you. If he said some of this stuff, it would be really, my esteem for him would just drop totally.
So, hey, Gary, I'm going to ask Brian if you're okay with this, Gary, because I think facts matter, and I know your feeling is that he is the guy. But if facts matter to you, Gary, and you're comfortable with it, I'm going to ask Brian to get on the horn with you. I will send you the article and some of the sound of Donald Trump saying these things. You can hear it and you can read it for yourself. Because, Gary, I feel you, man. I believe that we want strong leaders, but I don't want a leader who will direct our military if he has no respect for our military. And what this man has said in sometimes these private conversations that has been confirmed by numerous people that heard it and reported on widely, I love that it matters to you, Gary. Gary, thank you for your call. Please keep calling me. I know you like to call the devils and they'll chop it up with you. I will too. We'll always try to give you a fair shot. Drive safe, Gary. Brian, if you get Gary's email, I'll send him the articles and send him some of the sound of Donald Trump. Here was Donald Trump's Truth Social statement, Gary, if you're still there. He said this: Happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum that is working so hard to destroy our once great country, and to the radical left. Trump-hating federal judge in New York that presided over, get this, two separate trials that awarded a woman who I never met before except for a quick handshake at a celebrity event 25 years ago, doesn't count, $91 million for defamation. She didn't know when the so-called event took place. I mean, it goes on and on. Then he starts
Not one mention of thank you for giving your life for your country.
Tom, we were talking to Gary. We're going to talk more with Navy veteran, former congressional candidate, and small business owner Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin, after these brief messages. Don't go anywhere. We'll keep digging in on Memorial Day and the Trump trial with my special guest, Tom Paulswitz. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. Boeing Starliner crew capsule is scrubbed minutes before launch for an as yet unknown reason. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
Not only NASA, but of course Boeing has spent more than $1 billion trying to fix the spaceship before getting to this point today. That's above the budget that they had allotted.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is insisting there will be no permanent ceasefire in Gaza until all hostages are released and Hamas is destroyed. It appears to fly in the face of President Biden's push for a three-stage proposal, to which a Hamas spokesman tells BBC,
if they are ready to go to the deal, Hamas will go for this deal.
For killing his first wife and the two youngest children of his second wife, Chad Daybell of Idaho is sentenced to death. Judge Stephen Boyce.
Does the state wish to have the jury pulled on the special verdict form?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Does the defense wish to have the jury pulled on the special verdict form?
No, thank you, Your Honor.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers with a huge comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score of the Brewers 12-5 over the White Sox. Milwaukee with 23 hits, led by Christian Yelich, who went 5-6 with 5 runs batted in, scoring 1 run himself. The White Sox, the worst team in baseball, were leading 3-1 in the 4th inning. Pat Murphy said it reminded him of losing a series to another struggling team, the Marlins, a couple of weeks ago.
You remember Miami. You remember that same thing. We had a bunch of guys in position to score, and we didn't execute, and we didn't do what we had to do. But, you know, again, that's not the easiest thing in the world, you know, so it's part of baseball. You know, a lot of guys, Frelick had an unbelievable night offensively, Perkins, you know, Ortiz, those guys had great nights, along with the obvious with Yelich and Contreras and Terang.
Football, the NFL team featured in this summer's HBO's Hard Knocks will be the Chicago Bears and first-round pick quarterback Caleb Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Increasing clouds Sunday night, some showers and storms developing late, and rain chances continue at least through the first half of Monday. High upper 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
There's an article that's going to come out Monday about John and Gordy on channel3000.com.
And it better be good.
We'll have our review of Doug's review Monday.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Civic Media Spotlight. We go now to Busted Pencils, where this week the guys discuss the big news, Trump guilty on 34 charges.
And we are back on the second half of the hour. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. If you want to join the conversation, call or text 855-752-4842. Always love, listener, when you're out there doing whatever you're doing, you're gardening, you're at work, you're coming home from work, you're hanging out at the crib, and you want to join the conversation, you could always give us a call and join in. And in fact, I think we're going to get to that important kind of news thing happening today. But before we get into that, or maybe even getting into that, we got L.A. Tom on the phone.
Hey, Johnny. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, you know, I'm not gleeful that this happened today, but I do feel that there is a finally, you know, equal justice under the law. And I hope for all of the fair-minded and the good-minded and the parents out there that have children that they say they care about and care about climate change and care about these different things, I hope that they can look their child in the eye if they do vote for a convicted felon and they actually can look in the eye and say, I voted for a convicted felon and I'm sorry. Because that's really, you know, it's either an authoritarian dictator and a convicted felon or someone that actually believes in democracy and believes in we the people being the government. And I think that's a very important thing to be teaching, you know, all of the teachers and educators out there that, like you always say, you know what, we're democracy warriors is what we are. We're democracy warriors, and we have to continue to, you know, keep on fighting the good fight. And I will tell you right now, if it would have been a Democratic person in the same exact situation, I would have wanted the same exact thing to happen to them. I am not bipartisan in the way that both parties are bought off by the same people, but I am a fair person, and I think that those jurors were actually fair too, because they saw the evidence, and the preponderance of the evidence was so overwhelming that they could not do anything but come back with a guilty verdict. But I really didn't think that was going to happen, and I'm really happy to know that here in this country, we still do have a justice system and we still do have a court system. And I think now people are seeing from, as I always talk about, nursery rhymes and nursery tales, people now see that the emperor truly has no clothes. And I think they're going to start seeing that day by day by day that the whole Republican Party is really wearing no clothes. And there are some Democrats in the same vein, but the two parties are not the same at all. Because if they were, I wouldn't have Obamacare right now. I would not be alive. If they were, I would not be married to my husband right now. Well, we've been together for 20 years and married for 7 years. A lot of those things that I even had to stop in the last 2 weeks and look back on and say, you know what? There is a difference between these two parties, and I hope people see that. So thank you guys so much. I know I haven't been on for a while, but I need to take a break, actually, from some of the politics stuff and get re-energized, and this re-energized me today about our democracy. And also, I would actually recommend everyone donate $34 into the Democratic Party to Tammy Baldwin. Or to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris today. Even though we got to get money out of politics, today would be a good day to donate $34. Thank you guys so much. Have a great, great day. Thanks, Johnny.
Awesome, man. Yeah, Tom, I always appreciate calls from LA. Tom, really appreciate your call and what you shared here tonight. I couldn't agree more. There is a very distinct difference, and I doubt I need to give the update. What Tom was referring to in terms of things, but just in case, might as well. You know, today, pretty historic moment in the terms that, you know, Trump was convicted. A New York jury found Donald Trump guilty of falsifying business records in an effort to conceal a hush money payment to a porn star ahead of the 2016 presidential election. You know, so the jury found Donald Trump guilty. What's that mean? You know, kind of it means a lot. It's pretty symbolic in terms of, you know, Tom broke it down well. It means that, yeah, we actually do have a really critical, and I want to emphasize that, critical election ahead of us this November. All elections are important. This one, though, I mean, I don't think I'm exaggerating or applying hyperbole here when I say we have democracy in the ICU right now. It is on life support. And this is a matter, and I know it sounds like hyperbole, but this is really a matter of, are we pulling the plug on democracy, and are we voting for a convicted felon? And, you know, if he continues to run, which I'm pretty sure, given, you know, all the information we have about Trump, is that he will continue to run and people will continue to support him. But I like the way LA Tom broke it down. I hope grown folks out there, right, have the, you know, the moral fiber, the wide awakeness that they have to actually answer to their children and their children's children, to future generations, to say, yeah, you know what? I voted for a convicted felon, which means something. Now, that said, I, you know, for an update for folks, you can run for president of the United States as a convicted felon. And there are probably instances where I believe heavily in restorative justice, heavily in like that people can change, especially with some of the kinds of convictions we have out there for different offenses. But in this case, I think, you know, line up the facts. It's not only that you voted for a convicted felon, it's the kind and type of person that was convicted of a felon and is likely guilty of even worse, you know, things in society. And I like what Tom said, you know, that he hopes folks have to think about that and that they choose to set an example of make a choice, you know, from the point of supporting democracy. Right. And so a little bit of so where are we at? What does that mean? Right. So Trump was, you know, got a guilty verdict today. Right. And but that does not quite make him a convicted felon yet. Just want to report on that because, you know, I'm getting a lot of different media input all day. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, you know, we're not going to start off talking about this because it's probably dominated all of our media feeds and all of our conversations for most of today. But we are going to get to it because it is historic and it is important. This is civic media. This is fully leaded education talk. And this has very real implications for education, not only as a teachable moment, right? Because there are a lot of kids still in school. So being able to make sense of this as a social studies teacher or any kind of teacher that's addressing current events, you know, this idea that he was convicted, found guilty, right, by a jury, right? So explaining our judicial process, which L.A. Tom referred to, that's really important, right? You have a right in this country to a trial by peers, right? I do believe, you know, the coming months, there'll be a lot of talk about, was it bias? Was it not bias? All these things, like the, you know, the mud will be raked, right? The muck raking begins. But, and, you know, and I shouldn't even say begins, it's been going. But technically, right, there'll be a sentencing likely in July, right? But that, so he won't be a convicted felon until the sentencing in July. What does that mean? That means that, like, once you're found guilty by a jury, right, then it goes before a judge. And so it's in the hands of a New York judge, right, to determine the sentencing. So after that sentencing, it will be official as a convicted felon, right? And I want to emphasize, this does, you know, this does not prevent Donald Trump from running for president. So L.A. Tom comes in hot every time, reminding us that this is a government, we the people, for the United States of America, right? Like a government for the people, by the people. That puts it in our hands. Again, I'm coming back to that. This is a critical election that puts it in our hands. Democracy in action, the citizens of this country. Ironically, Donald Trump, should he be fully convicted by the judge when his sentencing's happens, will not be allowed to vote. So again, like, you know, we ask ourselves, and I might be a little more pessimistic than some of my, you know, my peers who are rejoicing today, saying this will, you know, this will likely, you know, be a massive turn in how the election, you know, the campaigning will go and how the election will go. You know, I think we are at a historic moment in this country where we say, do we care about democracy? Do we care about the kind of leader we have? If we do, it would be absurd to vote for Donald Trump. If you want to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. But we got a guy who is joining the conversation. He was already on the conversation. But I think Tim, you're on the phone?
Hey, man, I'm calling you from the phone, man. That maybe a little more stable. What is this? You know, so many things. So I got a comment on Trump, and L.A. Tom got to love when he called all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, Johnny, from the standpoint of a teaching time right here, what you're talking about, okay, so he's been, you know, found guilty by a jury. He's going to be sentenced, and then it will be that. But the idea, too, this is just a traditional civics lesson, and you hinted at it with by one way saying, yeah, he'll be allowed to run for president, but he won't be allowed to vote. You just think about that. It's like qualifications to run for office. We teach that in Civics 101 at any point. I remember teaching my fifth graders, what does it mean to be eligible to serve for the president of the United States, the vice president? There's a whole list of requirements the Constitution puts forward about what has to be in place before you can run. Guess what? And even if he is, quote, convicted in July, being a convicted felon does not forbid anybody from running. It just forbids them from voting. Students and kids are going to want to ask questions about saying, why is it this way, Mr. So-and-so and Mrs. Teacher? I don't understand why. It's confusing, Johnny. So we've got to be able to explain to kids tomorrow in school all of the nuances here and to help them say it is confusing. Yes, he can run, but he can't vote. What does that mean? How did these laws come into play? What a great time. Not a great time in American history, but what a great time to teach civics.
Yeah, I agree with you. And teaching civics is teaching about current events and sometimes controversial current events. So it is going to be discussed in classrooms. I'm positive it is. You know, I think CNN 10 closed down for the year, which is one of the ways current, like a lot of students across this country get current events. So it is in the hands of teachers. If you're a teacher and you're thinking about how am I teaching about that, reach out and contact us. We'd love to hear from you. How are you teaching about it? Even if it's, you know, it doesn't have to be today. It can be anytime this week or even next week. You know, how are you teaching current events? Tim, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to bring you back, but I'm going to bring in Joanne from Madison. Joanne, caller Joanne from Madison on the phone. So, Joanne, join the conversation.
Right. The teaching is done for the semester for me. But what I would bring up would be that Illinois has had four of the most recent 10 governors in prison. Blagojevich, Ryan, Walker, and Kerner all landed up in prison. And so there's a memory of justice for everybody that is in at least in Illinois, and whatever the settings that have had such an experience. And I think it's a wonderful teaching experience for everybody. But I think the best point was from you, Dr. Johnny, in saying that the rehabilitation of Donald Trump should be what we're emphasizing. If we can have that spirit, and in our prayers and all that, just say, we would like to rehabilitate this person, and at some point this person would apologize for some of the things that were done. I think that would be a great way to raise us all in our perspectives and enlighten us for the future.
Yeah. Joanne, thanks for calling. Always love a listener that calls in and, you know, contributes. Joanne, thank you for that. I agree, you know, and I'm not – and for me, I'll just kind of spill a little more personally here. You know, every dog will have its day. Maybe it'll be in front of a jury, right? But more so, I mean, I'm more interested in someone like Donald Trump's accountability, not only to this, like, he broke the law with the hush money. Okay, great. But, you know, small peanuts to me. I want him to say, like, you know what? I have made it harder for people to be in this community. I have, you know, made opened massive doors to increased racism and hate and these kinds of things. You know, we'll jump back into that. We got to go to break. When we come back, Busted Pencils.
Busted Pencils is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday evenings at 6 p.m. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Crop insurance is designed to protect your livelihood, but gaps in your coverage can still leave you exposed. A hail insurance policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services fills those gaps. Unlike multi-peril policies, Crop Hail offers coverage on an acre-by-acre basis and can protect the full value of your crops. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs,
and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Closing out this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we go to Mad Radio's The John and Gordy Show, where this week John and Gordy joked about visual features they would add to a radio show, including puppets and a green screen, as well as covering some responses to the guilty verdict in Trump's trial.
Yeah, I will.
You don't care for me. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Dumpster Fire Friday.
Yep.
Stand right next to that. Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM and not on the air this morning.
Don't get burned.
A lot of people do listen online, though.
That's it.
You know, just check it out online.
And on
program
the app.
It into your Alexa. Well, you don't have to do that. You just say, Alexa,
yeah.
Mad Radio, and then Alexa plays us.
John, you don't listen to the station over an actual radio, do you? I mean, you do listen to the station, just not over an actual radio.
No, on the way in, you know, cars have radios, and that's where you...
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours. At any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health. Don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I have some good news about a few retailers who are lowering prices this year. Sounds like some folks have finally gotten the message that we are more likely to shop at their store when we can afford to buy the things that they are selling. First on my list, Target and Walmart. Both are rolling back prices, and Target just announced cutting prices on 1,500 things, everything from milk to paper towels. Next up is Aldi supermarkets in Milwaukee, Madison, and Fond du Lac. And according to the AARP, Aldi is passing on $100 million in savings to customers like us, but only through Labor Day. And last but not least, Michaels. You know, the arts and crafts retailer where I buy all of my googly eyes. They're in Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee, and they're lowering prices on 5,000 things. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, head on over to workmoney.org. And hey, if you're going to go shopping, use a list, check your budget, and until next time, take good care.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Raptor fans, welcome in to Athletic Park, home of the Wausau Woodchucks. It's the second road contest for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors in the 2024 Northwoods League season. Game 6 of 72. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR. Boots on the ground in Wausau. It'll cap out a home-and-home series between the Chucks and your Raptors, the first and second of many battles to come all summer long. These two teams squared off last night to wrap out a four-game homestand for the Raptors at historic Witter Field. Wausau spoiling the ending of that homestand for the Raptors with a 4-3 victory. All the Woodchucks' runs in that ballgame came in the top of the third inning. Got started out with the Berkland brothers, Jake and Drew, finding their way on via a walk and a single. Val Serna Jr., the two-hitting second baseman, came through with an opposite field base knock to score Jake Berkland to break the scoreless tie. And it was Jacob Haley's big two-run single in the frame to make it 3-0. And then Christian Smith-Johnson in his first game as a Wausau Woodchuck and in the Northwoods League capped off the four-run inning, making it 4-0. The Raptors would get two back in the bottom of the third. Mason Onati's fantastic base running and skilled swim move into third base on a fielder's choice put runners on the corners for him and Miles Vandenhoevel with nobody out in the frame. Trotter Boston would reach on an error that allowed Onati to come in to score. Jack Mathey, the Ohio Dominican product, a base hit, then made it 4-2. The Raptors added one run in the bottom half of the sixth inning after Tyler McClanahan drew a six-pitch walk with one out in the frame. Jake Beauchesne reached on an error, and then a pass ball brought McClanahan home to make it a one-run ballgame. But the final three innings, zeros thrown up on the scoreboard by each pitching staff in a combined seven runs between the two teams last night. Wausau finished with four runs on nine hits, three errors, and left seven out on the base paths. Your Raptors finishing with three runs on five hits and one error, double digits left on base at 10. Clayton Burke got the win, the loss going to the starter for Wisconsin Rapids, being Maddox Thornton, and the save to Seth Clausen. It went Burke to James Mann to Ian Hoslett to Tyler Smith to Clausen for Wausau. Only three pitchers used for the Raptors last night at home. Ricky Williams, his first start as a Raptor and his first live action since the 2022 summer, going three innings, allowing five hits and four runs, walking two and striking out two while throwing 57 pitches. Maddox Thornton making his Raptor debut out of the bullpen. The right-hander from Texas A&M Corpus Christi was fantastic. Four shutout innings, just allowing one hit, walking two and striking out two across 50 pitches. And then another Raptor debut for the right-hander out of VMI, Evan Parmer, through the final two frames, allowing three hits, no runs. Didn't walk a single Woodchuck hitter and struck out four. Time of the game last night, 3 hours and 5 minutes. Attendance just over 740 at historic Witter Field. 75 degrees and sunny was the temperature. A little bit of overcast here tonight on the first Saturday game of the 2024 summer for your Raptors. We'll have lineups and the starting pitching matchups to come next after the national anthem. And the Woodchucks take the field in the top half of the first inning from Athletic Park. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Oakley Grown Radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Raptor fans, welcome into Athletic Park, home of the Wausau Woodchucks. First pitch between the Woodchucks and the Raptors this evening just about 5 minutes away. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and on the Civic Media app. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball, a second road contest of the summer, sixth overall match for your 3-2 Raptors. Wausau 5-0 entering tonight's ball game. We talked about it prior to the break. Last night's game between these two teams beginning a home-and-home series before the Raptors hit the road tomorrow. Their first of a few overnight trips this summer to Mequon to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks. An early afternoon Sunday ball game and a Monday night ball game before they get two